we present The Cure at Troy by Seamus Heaney.
Philoctetes, Hercules, Odysseus. Heroes, victims, gods and human beings. All throwing shapes, every one of them convinced he's in the right. All of them glad to repeat themselves and their every last mistake, no matter what. People so deep into their own self-pity, self-pity buoys them up. People so staunch and true they're fixated, shining with self-regard like polished stones. And their whole life spent admiring themselves for their own long suffering, licking their wounds and flashing them around like decorations. I hate it. I always hated it. And I'm a part of it myself. And a part of you. For my part is the chorus. And the chorus is more or less a borderline between the you and the me and the it of it. Between the gods and human beings' sense of things. And that's the borderline that poetry operates on too. Always in between what you would like to happen and what will, whether you like it or not. Poetry allowed the god to speak. It was the voice of reality and justice. The voice of Hercules that Philoctetes is going to have to hear when the stone cracks open and the lava flows. But we'll come to that. For now, remember this. Every time the crater on Lemnos Island starts to erupt, what Philoctetes sees is a blaze he started years and years ago under Hercules' funeral pyre. The god's mind lights up his mind every time.
Yes, this is the place. This strand. This is Lemnos, all right. Not a creature. And here we are then, Neoptolemus. You and me, Greeks, with a job to do. But neither of us nearly half the man your father was. Achilles had nobility. Achilles stood head and shoulders above everybody. Yes. I left Philoctetes here. Marooned him. But only because I'd been ordered to. I did it all the same. I am the one that dumped him. Him and his cankered foot. Or what had been a foot before it rotted and ate itself with ulcers. It was awful. We couldn't even get peace at the altar without him breaking out in these howling fits and slobbering and cursing. He was putting us on edge. He couldn't be stopped. Everybody's nerves were getting raw. Anyway, that was then. The thing is different now entirely, so go canny. One false move and everything is wrecked. Somewhere here he has a sort of den. An open-ended shelter that gets sun in the winter time and in the summer has a breeze that cools him. And down a bit there, over to the left, unless the spring's dried up, you should see water. Go very easy now. Study the lie of the land. Then we'll plan the moves. I can see the whole thing in my head. So all you'll need to do is listen. Do the things I tell you to.
Odysseus? For sure, sir. This is it. This cave is the one that you remember.
Whereabouts? I can't see any cave.
Up here, above you. But there's no sign of him.
Take care he's not inside there, dozing.
There's a pile of old leaves that somebody slept on.
And is that it? No other signs of life?
Look at this. Rotten stuff. Bandage rags. Nothing but old, dry pus and dirty clouts.
That's it. That's him. So, he has to be around. With a foot like his, he'll not be travelling far. Out scavenging lately, poking for things to eat. Or maybe out gathering herbs to try to get relief. Anyway, he's going to be back. Something tells me soon. So get your lookout posted.
This man here is a watchman you can trust.
We can take no risks. I am the marked man here. Of all the Greeks,
I am the one that Philoctetes wants.
But Mel, you're going to have to tell me more about these moves you're planning. What's going on?
Neoptolemus, there's a noble streak in you, and you're a strong man. Truly your father's son. But the job here can't be faced head on. Force isn't going to work. So if parts of this brief seem puzzling to you, just remember, you're here to serve our cause.
What are the orders?
You're going to have to work out some way of deceiving Philoctetes with a story. He'll ask you who you are and where you're from, and you'll say, Achilles' son, which will be true. And that you're on your voyage back from Troy, heading home in a rage against the Greeks. And you can make the rage look natural if you say you were insulted. You'll tell him how the Greeks begged and coaxed you to join up and leave your native place because you and only you were the man they absolutely needed. Troy could not be taken without you. Well then, you land at Troy. You naturally expect to be presented with the arms your father bore. You are Achilles' son. But Odysseus is the man that bears those arms. Odysseus tricked you. Odysseus this and that. You can let loose at me for all you're worth. The worse it is, the better you'll please me. If I am not the lowest of the low by the time you're finished, the Greek cause is doomed. For that old story actually is true. Without you, Troy cannot be taken. We need you to commandeer the bow from Philoctetes. And always remember this. You are the only one that can approach him. You were not sworn in on the first expedition. You did not sail under oath to anybody. Your slate is clean. But if I was challenged, I could not deny any of that. And if he recognized me and had his bow with him, I would be dead. And you'd be dead for associating with me. So, the trick you're going to have to turn is this. Sweet talk him, and relieve him of a bow and arrows that are actually miraculous. But of course, son, I know what you're like. I know all this goes against the grain, and you hate it. You're a very honest lad. But all the same, even you must enjoy coming out on top. Do it my way. This once. All right, you'll be ashamed, but that won't last. And once you're over it, you'll have the whole rest of your life to be good and true and incorruptible.
I hate hearing you say this. And hate more the thought of having to do it. It goes against all I was ever brought up to believe. It's really low behaviour. Why could we not go at him? Man to man. If he's so badly lamed, he'd never be a match for two of us. We're Greeks. So, all right, we do our duty. I don't think I could bear being called a traitor. But in all honesty, I have to say, I'd rather fail and keep my self-respect than win by cheating.
Neoptolemus, as long as you're alive, your father is never going to be dead. And in my day, I was the same as you. I'd lift my hand before I'd use my head. But experience has taught me the very people that go mad at the slightest show of force will be eating from your hand if you take them right and tell the story so as to suit just them.
Which boils down to a policy of lies.
Arguments wouldn't work. No more than force.
So just how dangerous is this famous bow?
The arrows never miss and always kill.
But if you go at them close in, hand to hand.
Combat is out. We'll have to use the head here, I've told you.
You don't think lying undermines your life?
Not if it will save life and save the day.
You can look me in the eye and still say that.
Scruples are self-indulgence at this stage.
So what stage is it? Why must he go to Troy?
We need his weapons if we're to take the town.
You said without me, Troy would not be taken.
But not without his weapons, nor the weapons without you.
Well then, so be it. The weapons are our target.
And once you have them, you'll have triumphed twice.
In what way, twice? Is this more double talk?
You'll be praised for courage first, then for far-sightedness.
Duplicity. Complicity. All right. I'll do it.
Do you remember everything I've told you?
I have said I'm going to do it. Trust me.
So. Well, what you do now is wait for him. I'm going to have to leave in case he sees me. Oh, but one last thing.
If I think you're being held up for what seems a dangerously long time, I'll send a man back. He'd be dressed up like a ship's captain. You know, all innocence and full of sailor talk. But you'll be fit to read between the lines for the message. Whatever the message is. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm away to the ship. It's in your hands now.
Hermes, that guides the go-betweens and dealers, be your protector. And Athene too, my own best patron.
What are the likes of me to do? I'm here and I'm supposed to help you. But I'm in a maze. I'm a stranger, the place is strange. We're on shifting sand, it's all sea change. Clear one minute, next minute haze. But you are blessed with special insight. So tell us, son. Give us the instructions.
Be very careful as you go. Keep on the lookout for the creature. But watch me too, in case I signal.
I'll do that. Don't you worry, sir. That's what I am here for. But what about this wild man on the loose? Is his head away? Is he dangerous?
His shakedown is up there, in a sort of roofed-in place under the rocks.
And where is he?
Out scavenging somewhere near. His old gifts as an archer stand him in good stead. But all the same, it's sad. Him, the master bowman, the great name, dragging himself through bushes after game, festering inside and out, proud and contrary and twisted.
It's a pity of him too, afflicted like that, him and that terrible foot, and not a one to talk to. Like the last man left alive, how does the being survive? Human beings suffer, but not to this extent. You'd wonder if it's meant. Why him more than another? What is the sense of it? Out in the open always, behaving like a savage, nothing but squeals and laments. Nothing left but his instincts howling wild like a wolf.
In one way, it does make sense. It all had to happen. The snake bite at the shrine. And everything that happened since. Fate works in its own time. If he had sailed then, Troy would have fallen too soon. But this is now.
Quiet. Wished.
This is the hour of the bow. Listen to that. He's in awful pain. That squeal must be every time he drags his foot.
Watch out. Get ready.
How?
This is not some shepherd in a book with his pan pipes and his shepherd's crook. This is a danger man. He sounds provoked. He maybe saw the boat.
What's this? Who is this here? How did you land? What brought you to a deserted island? Tell us who you are and where you come from. Your clothes look Greek, and that warms my heart, but I need to hear your voices. I know I look like an animal, but don't let that scare you. Don't treat me like an untouchable. What I am is what I was made into by traitors. Do the friendly human thing and speak.
All right. I can tell you this. What warms your heart warms ours. We are Greeks.
Oh, hearing you talk. Just hearing you and seeing you. You have no idea how much that means. But who was it sent you? Was it only chance? Or was there purpose to it? Did a wind blow you off course? Tell me what happened and who you are.
The whole story is very short and simple. My home ground is the island of Scyros, and I am heading for its wave-lashed shores. My name is Neoptolemus. Achilles was my father.
Then you are one lucky son and a lucky sailor to be heading for that home. But where are you coming from?
The walls of Troy. We hoisted sail at Troy.
What's that you say? You must have been with us. Did you not sail with the original Greek force?
Do you mean to say that you sailed with that force?
Oh, child, do you not know me?
How could I know a man I never saw?
And you haven't even heard my name? Or heard about the way that I am afflicted?
Never. I have no notion what all of this is about.
Gods, curse it. But it's me the gods have cursed. They've let my name and story be wiped out. The real offenders have got away with it, and here I am, still rotting like a leper. Tell me, son, Achilles was your father. Did you ever maybe hear him mentioning a man who had inherited a bow? The actual bow and arrows that belonged to Hercules and that Hercules gave him? Did you never hear, son, about Philoctetes? About the snake bite he got at a shrine when the first fleet was voyaging to Troy, and then the way he broke out with a sore and was marooned on the commander's orders. Let me tell you, son, the way they abandoned me. The sea and the sea swell had me all worn out, so I dozed and fell asleep under a rock down on the shore. And there and then, just like that, they headed off. And they were delighted. And the only thing they left me was a bundle of old rags. Someday I want them all to waken up the way I did that day. Imagine, son. The bay all empty. The ships all disappeared. Absolute loneliness. Nothing there except the beat of the waves and the beat of my raw wound. But I had to keep alive, crawling and twisting to get myself down for a drink of water. Think of what that was like in the winter time when the water got iced over. And then I'd have to gather sticks and break them and every day start a fire from scratch out of two flints. Terrible times. I managed to come through, but I never healed. My whole life has been just one long, cruel parody. This island is in nowhere. Nobody would ever put in here. There's nothing. Nothing to attract a lookout's eye. Nobody in his right mind would come near it. And the rare ones that ever did turn up landed by accident against their will. They would take pity on me, naturally, share out their supplies and give me clothes. But not a one of them would ever, ever take me on board with them to ship me home. Every day has been a weeping wound for 10 years now. 10 years misery and starvation. That's all my service ever got for me. That's what I have to thank Odysseus for, and Menelaus, and Agamemnon. Gods, curse them all! I ask for retribution. I beseech the gods to retaliate and strike the sons of Atreus.
I know the way those people must have felt when they landed here and saw you.
And I know from experience, Philoctetes, that this is the ring of truth. I know what Odysseus and that whole crowd are like.
How's that? Have you a score to settle with them too?
I'll choke them all someday with my two bare hands and let them know that Scyros is a match for Sparta and Mycenae put together.
More party, a child. But what brought you here if you're so desperate to be after them?
I'll tell you. Though you of all men know what it's like when you've been humiliated. Still, humiliate me is what they did. After my father died, there came a day...
Achilles died? Achilles? How? What happened?
Human enemies did not slay Achilles. It was the great god Apollo.
No shame in that event on either side. Your father dead. I'm heartbroken for him.
You have heartbreak enough, Philoctetes, without starting to take on another man's.
All right, all right. So?
My father's foster father and Odysseus landed from Troy in a freshly rigged out boat. They had crucial information they maintained. And to this day, I cannot be sure if it was lies or the truth. What they said was this. With Achilles gone, I was the destined one. The only man who could ever take the citadel of Troy. So naturally, I went straight into action. There was the Greek cause. And inevitably, there was my father. I wanted to see my father's body before they buried him. And behind all that, maybe there was the lure of being the one who would take the citadel. Well, after 2 days' good sailing, we disembarked on the shore at Sigeum. And it was a great moment. The whole army gathered to salute me. Everybody declared it was just like seeing Achilles in the flesh, alive again. But Achilles was a corpse. I mourned him. I took my last look at him. And then went to the sons of Atreus as friends of mine. For how could they not be? I made the formal claim for my father's armour and whatever else was due to me. But they violated every law and custom. And said yes, I could have the personal effects. But Achilles' arms were being worn already by another man. By Laertes' son, in fact. Odysseus himself. And that put me wild. I raved and cried. Then I asked them simply, why? Why were the weapons not reserved for me? So who pipes up but Odysseus himself? And says because he was present on the spot and saved the arms and saved my father's body, he was entitled. That put me wilder still. I had a fit. I savaged him to his face and insulted him and cursed him. But he comes up, not out of control, but definitely provoked. And he says to me, we bore the brunt, not you. When you should have been with us, you went missing. So rant and rave your fill, but you will never be seen in your famous armour on Scardus Island. That was enough. There was nothing else to do but turn around for home, humiliated by the lowest of the low. But Odysseus, in the end, is less responsible than the ones who held command. People in high office are bound to rule by the force of their example. Bad actions come from being badly influenced. What you see is what you do yourself. Anyway, that's all I have to say. But you'll understand why I consider anyone a friend that suffered at the hands of that alliance.
Well, there's nothing I can teach you you don't know already. Odysseus is contemptible and plausible and dangerous and always was. But what about Ajax? I'm astonished Ajax made no moves. Did he take no hand at all?
Ajax's friend had died before this started. If he had been alive, the arms were mine.
Say that again, child. Ajax is dead and gone.
Ajax has gone away out of the light.
And the ones that never should have seen a light are thriving still.
They are. The whole seed, breed and generation of them. The biggest names in the Greek army now.
But there was one good influence. One good man. Nestor, my friend, old Nestor of Pylos. What has become of him?
He's losing ground. His son, Antilochus, was a casualty, and that weakened Nestor's own position.
This is terrible news. Of all people, those two are the last I'd want to think of being dead. But they are the ones, of course. And the one man that does deserve to die, Odysseus. Odysseus walks free.
Odysseus can outfox most opposition. But long runs the fox that isn't caught at last.
Gods, I forgot Patroclus. Where was Patroclus when you needed him? Where was your father's friend?
Philoctetes, let me educate you in one short sentence. War has an appetite for human goodness, but it won't touch the bad.
I'm not going to contradict you there, no. But there was a certain gifted, sharp-tongued, useless nobody.
You mean Odysseus?
No, not him. But a man you couldn't bear to listen to, and therefore the man you had to listen to incessantly. I mean Thersites.
I didn't see him, but I know he's still alive.
Of course. Of course. Whose side are gods on? What are human beings to make of them? How am I to keep on praising gods when they keep on like this and never match the good on my side with their good?
One thing's certain in all of this. I intend to get very far away from that crew camped at Troy.
Are you going away again as soon as this?
We are. The minute the weather's right, we have to be standing by for speedy boarding.
No. Wait, son. Listen. And when I ask what I am asking of you now, think of what it's like to be me here, abandoned every time. Take me with you. As a passenger, the state I'm in, I know I'm the last thing a crew would want on board. But do it, son, even so. Make yourself go through with it. Generous people should follow their instincts. Saying no is not your natural way, and even if you do, you'll suffer for it. So go with your impulse. Take me to Oita, and you'll be proud, and people will be proud of you. You could do it all in a day. One single day. You can stow me anywhere. The hold, the stern, up under the prow, wherever I'm the least bother to the men. Come on now, son, it's in you to do this. You're not going to leave a wounded man behind. I'm on my knees to you. Look, I'm me not fit to move hardly. I'm lamed for life. I'm done. Take me out of here. Take me home with you, to your place or somewhere in Euboea. It'll be easy from there to get to Oita and the Trachinian Hills and the Spercheius. The river Spercheius flowing away there still. And my father too. So long ago, my father. But I'm afraid not anymore. Time after time, when they would sail away, I would send word, but my predicament was the last thing on their minds. So probably he never got my news. Or else he's dead. But you'll take my message this time and take me as well. Life is shaky. Never, son, forget how risky and slippy things are in this world. Walk easy when the jug's full, and don't ever take your luck for granted. Count your blessings, and always be ready to pity other people.
Pity him, sir. Do. The man's at breaking point. Imagine he was your friend and you didn't take him then. It would cry out to heaven.
Be sure this just isn't all loose talk. Take care that you aren't going to change your tune when he's stinking up the boat and your stomach turning.
Trust us. We're not going to renege.
If that's the case, then I'll not have it said I ever stopped a stranger being helped. But we have to get a move on. He's welcome. He's in with us. So get him ready and we'll be off to wherever the gods grant safe passage and plain sailing.
This is a happy day. And you, son dear, and all of you, how will I ever manage to pay you back? Friends. Friends, we have to go, but before we go, I want to kiss this ground. Take one last farewell of a home where I never was at home. You have to realize the way I lived. Many's another would have given up. For most people, one glimpse of the life here would have been enough. But I was fit for it. I matched necessity. I passed the test.
No cultivated ground, no field where crops abound, no milled grain or bread, only what he could kill with his great bowman's skill. But now it is farewell to the thicket and the pool. Now it's wine in the bowl, set out in his father's house to give thanks and to bless. With Neoptolemus he will voyage to where he knows each well and river, and Hercules' pyre blazed once upon the hills.
There are two people here. The one from the ship I recognize, but not the other one. We should see what they want.
Son of Achilles, I was told of your whereabouts by the watchman of the boat. Lucky for you that we landed here at all. In fact, pure chance. Anyhow, I'm a skipper with a fleet of merchant vessels coming back from Troy. And when I heard from your sailors you were captain, I thought the right thing was to get in touch before it sailed, for your own good, that is. And maybe do myself a good turn too, who knows. Let me just say then, there are certain things you should be aware of. The Greeks have plans for you, and some of them are underway already.
A good deed should be rewarded, friend, so you'll be treated right. I'll see to that. But what's your news exactly? What are these moves?
Old Phoenix and two sons of Theseus are on the high seas after you.
Why this time? To snatch me or negotiate?
I've no idea. I'm telling you all I know.
But why are Phoenix and these two young fellows in such a hurry to please the leadership?
This is it. But you have to realise this is what you're actually up against.
And why not Odysseus this time too? Was he too scared to volunteer? I can't believe it.
Odysseus? Oh, he was gone already when I set sail. He and Tydeus' son were away after another different man.
So what about this other man? What sent Odysseus after him? Who is he?
Oh, he's himself somewhere. But you tell me and keep your voice down when you do. Who's this?
This friend is the famous Philoctetes.
Oh, that's that then. End of questions. Time to go. Get yourself on board and get as far away from this island as you ever can.
What's he saying there? What bad is this man trying to put into your head about me?
I can make no sense of it myself. But whatever it is, he'll have to speak it out, in the open, to you, to me and to everyone.
Son of Achilles, don't report me. Don't get me into trouble with the army. I'm only a trader, and have to trade in whatever's going, like information.
Look, this man and I are too fast friends. Both of us have our knife in that Atreus clan. But you have to come to me as a friend as well. So keep nothing back from me or from him.
Well, for your own good, you should watch yourself.
I can watch myself.
All right, then. Here's the story as I understand it. Odysseus and the other captains sailed in pursuit of Philoctetes here. They have sworn to take him into custody one way or another. If they can't manage to soft soap him, they'll use force. Odysseus declared all this in public. He was far more overbearing than the other.
But they did their dirty work in Philoctetes years ago. So what's possessed them now? Why do they all of a sudden want him back? Fear of the gods? Remorse? I wouldn't think it.
I can see I'm going to have to start at the beginning and get this whole thing clear once and for all. All right. First, you should know about a soothsayer called Helenus, a Trojan, one of Priam's sons. So Odysseus organises a night raid, and with all his usual old dirty dodges, he captures this Helenus and shows him off in front of the Greek army. But Helenus can more than hold his own. He prophesies, and the gist of his prophecy concerns this man. He tells the Greeks that unless they can coax Philoctetes to leave this island of his own accord, they're never going to take the town of Troy. Well, that was what got Odysseus interested. His line was simple. He would bring Philoctetes and make a show of him among the ranks. If he came willingly, then well and good. If not, no matter. He would still be forced to come. And Odysseus makes a vow of this and says, "You can take the head off me," he says. "Cut off my head if I don't deliver Philoctetes." So, young man, that's it. And if you've sense, you mind yourself, whatever about him, and make tracks out of here.
Oh, desperate. Incredible that he could even imagine it. Think that he could ever talk me back among them. There's about as much chance of that as of me rising from the dead.
Well, whatever. I'm way back now to the ship. The pair of you are in the lap of the gods. I wish you well.
And you believe this, child? Odysseus thinks it possible he can cajole me into a ship and back to face the Greeks. I'd sooner meet the snake that poisoned me. I'd sooner its forked tongue any day than his. He has the neck for anything. Nothing is sacrosanct. He'll say and do the worst. I know him, and I know he will be here. So, set sail. Get as much ocean as you can between him and us. It's action stations now.
All right. We will go now. But first, think. Is there anything here you really need?
Only one thing. Not much, but still essential.
Something we wouldn't have on board the ship?
I've got this store of herbs put by for when the sore gets bad. They ease the pain a bit.
Bring them with you then. And whatever else.
The only other thing would be arrows I might have dropped. Nobody else must ever lay hands on them.
And that? Is that the bow?
This is the bow. I inherited this from Hercules when his body burned on the funeral pyre and his name became a god's.
The bow is like a god itself. I feel this urge to touch it. Can I hold it in my hands?
If you can't hold it, child, then who else can?
From now on, what's mine is yours.
I want to take it, but I don't want to go beyond the bounds of what is allowed.
You are allowed, son. Your natural reverence gives you the right. You've brought back sunlight here. You've lit the world, and now I'm fit to see a way home to my father and my friends. I was under the heel of enemies, but you raised me up above them. You, of all men, have the right to hold Philoctetes' bow. What's mine is yours. You give to me, I give to you. You and you alone can tell the world you touched this weapon. And the reason why is the reason I got it from Hercules in the first place. Generous behavior.
There's a whole economy of kindness possible in the world. Befriend a friend and the chance of it's increased and multiplied. Come on now, check the cave.
But you come too. I'm hardly fit.
You've heard the famous tale of Ixion on his wheel. When he wanted Zeus's wife, Zeus punished him for life and bent him like a hoop. Ixion courted fate and had to suffer for it. But Philoctetes, no. He didn't seduce or kill. He was just and dutiful. Think what that man came through. What did he ever do to be cursed with his abscess? Crippled and deserted, doomed in a wilderness? When he could bear no more, the pain kept on. His sore made him squeal and scream for somebody to come, but nobody ever came. He crept round like an infant. He wept. And when he hunted for herbs to soothe the foot wept as he dragged it. His trail was blood and matter.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong. You keep going. Oh, gods. Oh, holy gods. Oh.
What are we going to do? You're in awful pain.
This is the end, son. This ruins everything. I'm being cut open. How can you not do anything? It's coming now. It's coming. Get your sword, son. Take the sword to me. Cut off that foot. Destroy it. Give me peace. Quick. 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 Do something. I want to die.
Philoctetes? What's come over you? What is this turn? Can you still hear me?
You know?
Know what?
All these spasms of mine.
What about them?
I can't go on. I'm done.
You are at the limit, at the breaking point.
There are no words for it. Only pity. Pity.
But what am I going to do?
Whatever you do, don't leave. Don't let me scare you. This thing comes over me. One minute it's nowhere, and the next I'm squalling.
This is terrible. There must be something I could do. Can I not give you a hand? Would it not help you just to hold on to me?
Ah, no. No, don't touch me. But you can hold the bow. You'll have to guard it till this turn is over.
The pain will run its course, and once it eases, I'll go straight to sleep. Out like a light, that'll mean I'm on the mend, so let me sleep. But if any of them land when I'm like that, you are bound in the sight of all the gods never to part with this bow.
willingly or unwillingly, that will be fatal. Fatal for you and for me. That's in your power, do you understand?
Easy, Philip Titus. Rely on me. No other hands will ever touch this bow, but yours and mine. Trust fate. Give it over.
Here's the bow for you. Here are the arrows. Dangerous weapons. And dangerous because they tempt the gods to be jealous of your luck. So say a prayer that you'll come through this better than I did and the man that gave them to me.
I will pray for that. But I also pray that the gods' intentions and our destination won't be at odds. And they speed us on our journey.
Oh, son. Take care I'm not a stumbling block to this prayer of yours. I'm all blood again. I'm open deeper than ever. It's pouring out. It's here again, circling for a kill. Oh, son, my body's burning. Could you not carry me up to the crater of Lemnos and burn me right? What I did for Hercules, you should do for me. Throw me into the fire and keep the bow. Are you there, son? Say something. Where are you?
I'm here. But I'm useless. I know it's desperate for you.
As long as you're there, that does me good. And it's gonna go soon, all of a sudden, just the way it came.
We're staying with you. Don't worry about that.
You're going to stay?
I promise.
Promise? What you says promise? Swear it to me. But no, swear nothing. Son, I'm astray. What am I saying?
I tell you, Philoctetes, I am bound to you and bound to take you.
So, give me your hand.
Gladly. Here.
And now the way is open.
What way? Where?
Up there. Into the sky world. High beyond.
He's raving now again. What do you see?
Let me go! Don't touch me! Stay away.
I will. But you stay calm. That's right. Stretch out.
From now on, I'm going to belong entirely to the earth. Be earth's for the taking. I lie on top here first, and then lie under.
This man's bound to sleep now very soon. He's sweated out, the head is down, and his whole body is exhausted. The flux has stopped. There's hardly any issue from his foot. We should leave him quiet, friends, to get some rest.
Sleep is the godsend cure. Deep-reaching, painless, sure. Its touch is certain. The light of paradise creeps into sleeper's eyes as through a curtain.
But you, sir, must wake up. Don't let this moment slip. Hold off no longer. Now that the coast is clear, you have to do and dare. You were never stronger.
Obviously now we could steal away with the bow. That would be easy. But easy and meaningless. No. It's to this wounded man the triumph has to be due. He has earned it. The oracle said it. I see it all now. Without him, the cause will be shamed, and our victory hollow.
Oracles are devious, beyond the likes of me. I don't inquire too deep. And we keep our voices down, for sick men have been known to hear things in their sleep.
Take care. Chances like this you can't afford to miss. Even a fool can see there's trouble brewing, so move, immediately.
Quiet. This is nonsense. Give it over. There's a flicker in the eyes there. His head's moving.
The light. Sunlight. And you still here, my friends.
I never thought I'd waken up like this. I never thought you'd stand your ground with me. I didn't think you'd have the heart for it. It was different, I tell you, the first time here. But Neoptolemus, you are no betrayer. You're no Odysseus and couldn't be. You have it in you from both sides, straight and true by nature. You made light of everything. The reeks and roars and the whole mess of me. But that's all over now. So help me up. Put me on my feet here. Stand me straight, and once I'm steadied right, then everybody can go down to the boat and all set sail.
This is more than I expected. It's great you've come around again, that you're alive and out of danger. Up you get. Or if you'd rather, we could carry you.
That's a real friend's thought. And since you thought it, lift me you yourself.
So, on your feet then. Get yourself together.
All right. All right. I'll be into my stride in no time.
What's to become of me now, anyway?
What's to become of who? What is it, child?
I'm all through other. This isn't me. I'm sorry.
What has upset you now? Don't be afflicted.
I'm an affliction to myself. That's all I am.
Have you changed your mind? Can you not face the thing? Does having to ship with me disgust you that much?
It's more like self-disgust. No. One false move. One move that's not your own and everything goes to the bad.
This is not you. Whose son was ever more like himself?
I'll be seen for what I am. I just can't face it.
Face what? What false move? What do you mean?
Zeus, you must help me now. There's no way out. If I tell or if I don't tell, it's still disgrace.
I think he's for sailing on without me.
Oh, no. I won't be leaving you. And more's the pity. We'll both rue that.
There's no sense in this.
There's sense in it, all right, Philoctetes. The real story is this. You will be sailing. Sailing to Troy to connect up with the Greeks.
What? What? What sort of talk is this?
Quiet. Hold on. Listen. There's a meaning to it.
Meaning? What meaning? How could there be meaning?
I have to take you from this plight you're in. You have to go with me and level Troy.
Never. Never. That will never happen.
None of us can dictate the shape of things. It's all laid out. I'm not the one to blame.
You're as two-faced as the rest. Why did you do it? Who are you? Give me back my bow.
I cannot. There's a cause. A plan. Big moves. And I'm a part of them. I'm under orders.
Burnt bones. Sears and blisters. There was more left of Hercules on the pyre than is left of me. The salamanders have me. I'm scorched to nothing. How can he bear to do it? Steal the bow and leave me good as dead, and still not say a word. Not meet my eye. Hard little two-faced crab. He knows he's reneging on doing the right thing. What'll I do? What's left here now but me and the place itself? The island's all there is that'll stand to me. If I shout for sympathy to animals and birds, they'll answer me. There's more nature in their dens and nests than there is in you, you sacrilegious, heartbreaking little coward. But the man you tricked was never the man you came to snatch away. You'll be showing off a phantom to the Greeks. And your big name and fame will always be hollow to the core. You faced nothing here. You overpowered a cripple without weapons. And even then you did it underhand. Oh, son, be yourself again. This isn't you. Give me the bow. He's condemning me to a death by hunger.
I'm going to be a ghost before my time. The birds and brutes I've slaughtered with the bow, they're closing in. I can see their beaks and muzzles crowding up both ends of the cave. They'll pick me clean. My life for theirs. Eye and tooth and claw. Look at them there. Any kind of trust is a mistake. Oh, but son, you don't want to believe that's how it is. Change your mind and change things back again. My tongue could hardly bear to curse you after all I felt for you.
Why are we listening to this now, sir? Are we on our way or not? What are you thinking?
I can't help it. There's something in me he touched from the very start. I can't just cut him off.
The gods have their eyes on him, and that's why he can't get off the hook. He knows all this solidarity with the Greeks is sham. The only real thing is the thing he lives for. His own self-respect.
How did I end up here? Why did I go behind backs ever?
You did it because you had agreed to do it. Somebody else rehearsed you. It has to be. There's nothing low or crooked in you at all. Come on, child. Give me the bow.
Now, who's the bow for, Neoptolemus? Hand it over. A traitor can't expect to carry weapons.
Odysseus. That voice, it has to be.
Odysseus that was and is.
And when else but now? Hangmen and betrayers never show till the moment's ripe.
That I don't deny.
Return my bow now, boy. You nearly did.
He nearly did, but now he never will. And you have your marching orders, understand? The bow goes, and you with it, with these men.
Are you going to herd me like a wild animal?
That's up to you. Everyone else wants you to come of your own free will.
Ground of my island, be with me here and now. And Vulcan, lord of forge fire, volcano god, scorch the earth and brand the hills of Lemnos with the mark of my ordeal at his hands.
My hands, Philoctetes, are the hands of Zeus. Zeus and his thunderbolts rule Vulcan even. Zeus is the lord of Lemnos.
Anything that comes out of your mouth just turns to dirt. Don't foul the name of Zeus. No god could stoop as low as Odysseus.
What do gods care? It's what they say that matters, and they say you'll march.
I say not.
Say what you like, but you'll obey and move.
Like a slave in chains. Oh, weep for the free man that's broken here.
No, wrong. The free man here is being raised up. These are his first steps towards Troy and triumph.
Never. Not while earth is under me and the rocks above.
What blathers this?
I can throw myself from any cliff or headland on the island.
There, get him by the arms. He's asking.
Odysseus, you've taken everything I ever had and was. The best years of my life, my means of self-defense, my freedom, the use of my two hands. Everything that made me my own self, you've stripped away. And now you're going to take my second self. This boy. He's your accomplice, but he was my friend. With you, he does what he is told. With me, he did what his nature told him. I made him free. You only fouled him up. Look at him there. He can't look me in the eye. He knows he's contaminated. My body may be corrupting, but with him it is the mind, and you did that. You spread death in life. I'm like a lost soul bound for Hades, being led away out of the house of light and friendship. I'm chaff, and you're the flail. I'm beaten to nothing. I'm gone out of mind now like a man that's dead. So why? Why are you tearing me up out of the grave? Has the bad smell left me now? Will you not start vomiting all over the altar now again? Will I not make you get sick into the holy vessels this time? That was your excuse, don't you forget. That was why you dumped me. But the wheel is turning. The scales are tilting back. Justice is going to waken up at last. The gods were only biding time, and that time has come. It wasn't love of me that brought you to this island. There's a shape to this that's bigger than you could know. Your eyes so jaundiced you can't see the balance shifting and weighing down against you. But I see it, and my heart is singing. I'd give the whole misfortune of my life just to see you cut down in the end and your tongue ripped out of you like a bleeding ox tongue.
This is terrible talk. I always heard that suffering made people compassionate. But he's only got harder.
There's plenty I could tell him and tell about him if there was time. But I'll say only this. My aim has always been to get things done by being adaptable. If I'm dealing with plain-spoken, honest people, they'll find me as honest and plain-spoken as they come. My main concern is to keep things moving on in the right direction. But in his case, no. Not anymore. I give up. Let him go. He's welcome to his island. All we need is Philoctetes' bow. Not him. Don't forget, I am the bender of as great a bow myself. And don't forget Chukar either. You're only another archer among archers. And since you're so concerned about who is going to be the Lord of Lemnos, you be it yourself. You should have been the Lord of fallen Troy, but that's an honour fallen now to me.
You of all of them.
Enough said, time to move.
Son of Achilles! Are you going to go without one word still? Don't deny yourself.
Ignore him, Neoptolemus. The thing's ruined if you start shilly-shallying.
And what about the rest of you? Where's your pity now? Are you all just yes men?
When the captain speaks, the crew has to obey.
Whether it's shilly-shallying or not, what you'll do is wait here to the last, when all the prayers and thanksgivings are over and the boat's rigged out. Maybe he'll come round and see the sense of moving with us yet. I'm away on with Odysseus. You hear? Be ready and be listening for the shout.
I'm going to die here. I'm going to die of hunger. That's what's going to happen. Trapped among fallen rocks in the bare mouth of a cave, watching clouds and birds blowing across the sky. No bow anymore. Slow death by exposure.
You walked yourself into it. Don't protest and lament as if at this stage your whole predicament was unavoidable. It is not Odysseus, but your own self you have to blame for this.
Some animals in a trap eat their own legs off in order to escape. I'd like to see him caught and so stuck and smashed up he couldn't do even that.
I had no hand in whatever scheme he laid, so listen to me. Don't contradict a god. I sense that there's some overarching fate you must obey. I say this in all friendship.
He'll be sitting laughing at me. Sitting watching the sea somewhere, him and the bow. Turning it over and over, trying it out in his hands, testing the weight and the lift. I loved the feel of it. Its grip and give and grain that was seasoned with my sweat. When I held it, I had a hold on the cross beam of the world. I was the wind and the trees and the pillar of Hercules. But now he's sitting with it, laughing and turning it over. Great gods, be just. I am mocked and accursed, and I hate that man forever.
If you seek justice, you should deal justly always. You should govern your tongue and present a true case. For don't forget, Odysseus was commanded. There was nothing personal in what he did.
I'll soon be tainted meat for the scavengers to pick at. The shining eyes and claws of all the hunted creatures are sharpening for a kill. Crows and wolves and vultures and every animal that was my victim ever. I'm at their mercy now. This is the last
stand, and I haven't an arrow even. All I have left is a wound.
Your wound is what you feed on, Philoctetes. I say it again in friendship and say this. Stop eating yourself up with hate and come with us.
I can feel your sympathy and did feel it all along, but now leave me alone. Once bitten is hard bitten. Stop this torturing me.
What torture?
All talk of Troy and me. Me that was stabbed in the back, going back ever.
For your own good, you have to.
For my own good, for the last time, leave me alone.
All right. All right. Goodbye. You're on your own. We're back to the rowing benches and the rowing.
No. Wait. Not yet. Are you away for good?
Easy. Take it easy.
No. Hold on still.
What's wrong? What is it now?
The foot. The foot. Being left with that, left on my own again.
What do you want? Are you coming with us now or are you not?
The sore has me astray. I can't think right.
But listen to yourself. You want to come.
Never. No. No matter how I'm besieged, I'll be my own Troy. The Greeks will never take me. But friends, still friends, there is one last thing.
What is it?
Have you not a sword for me, or an axe, or something?
What for?
What for? What do you think for? For foot and head and hand, for the relief of cutting myself off, I want away.
How away?
Away to the house of death. To my father, sitting waiting there under the clay roof. I'll come back into him, out of the light, out of his memory of the day I left. We'll be on the river bank again, and see the Greeks arriving, and me setting out for Troy, in all good faith.
What is you so worked up? Why can we not just rise and go? What's on your mind?
I did a wrong thing, and I have to right it.
What was that?
I did this whole thing your way.
We were Greeks with a job to do, and we did it.
I behaved like a born liar.
But it worked. It worked, so what about it?
Not for me. And I'm not leaving until the thing's put right.
It's the bow. You're having second thoughts.
What else?
You mean you're going to just give it back?
The scales will even out when the bow's restored.
Act your age. Be reasonable. Use your head.
Since when did the use of reason rule out truth?
Neoptolemus, am I hearing right?
Oh, yes. Loud and clear. And more and more.
It'd have been better than not hearing you.
Too bad. Too late.
Oh, not too late at all. There's one last barrier you won't get past.
What's that?
The will of the Greek people. And me here as their representative.
What kind of talk is that? You're capable, Odysseus, and resourceful. But you have no values.
But where's the value in your carry-on?
Candor before canniness. Doing the right thing and not just saying it.
And what's so right about reneging in your Greek commission? You are under my command here. Don't you forget it.
The commands that I am hearing overrule you and all you stand for.
And what about the Greeks? Have they no jurisdiction?
The jurisdiction I am under here is Justice herself. She isn't only Greek.
You've turned yourself into a Trojan, lad. And that will have consequences.
So let them come.
Right. What I have seen and heard here, I'll report. Now, you won't get off with this. I am going back to outline the charges.
Philoctetes! Philoctetes! Come out here! Where are you?
What's all this now? Have you not done enough damage already?
Listen. Listen to me.
I listened to you once and I believed you, but never again.
Do you deny the possibility of a change of heart?
Once was enough. You slithered in like this, all sincerity, till you got the bow.
Things are different now. I ask again. Are you going to stay here saying no forever? Or do you come in with us?
I'll never join so you can save your breath.
That is your last word.
Utterly no more.
In that case, I give up. Reluctantly. Regretfully. Give up.
What sort of a surrender do you want? How do you think I could believe you ever that told me lies and then when I relented opened the trapdoor under me? Gods curse you and the traitors that you're in with.
Curse no more. I have the bow for you. Look. Take it. Here.
Where's the ambush? This I do not believe.
I swear by the name of Zeus, the almighty god.
Swear? Oh, you'll swear. It's only words to you.
It is more than words. Hold your hand out. Take it!
As the gods are my witness, as both of you are Greeks, in my capacity as your commander here, I forbid the handover of this weapon. You are under orders, Philoctetes, to join the force at Troy.
And you are in my firing range at last.
No, Philoctetes, no. Hold off. Don't. Don't.
Let go. How dare you, son? Let go.
You can't.
He was mine for the taking and you saved him. Why?
It would have been the end of both of us.
Commander, he said. One of the big names. Big talk only when all was said and done.
Forget about him. You have the bow. And my slate's clean again. The air is cleared.
Entirely, and you are back to your old self again.
It does me good to hear that. It gives me hope. You might credit what I'm going to tell you. You know it already, anyhow. You know human beings have to bear up and face whatever's meant to be. There's a courage and dignity in ordinary people that can be breathtaking. But you're the opposite. Your courage has gone wild. You're like a brute that can only foam at the mouth. You aren't bearing up. You are bearing down. Anybody that ever tries to help you just gets savaged. You are a wounded man in terrible need of healing. But when your friends try, all you do is snarl like some animal protecting cubs. So listen now to me, Philoctetes, and brand this into your skull. You're a sick man. The snake bite at the shrine was from a god, but the gods send remedies, and they expect obedience then as well. You are to come of your own free will to the town of Troy. Asclepius, the healer, you remember? He'll be there with his sons, and they'll cure you. Then you're to take your bow and go with me into the front line and win the city. All this must come to pass. A soothsayer, and a Trojan soothsayer at that, has foretold it. This is the summer of the fall of Troy. It'll be talked about forever. And you're to be the hero that was healed and then went on to heal the wound of the Trojan War itself.
You're making me see things in such brilliant light, I can't bear it. I've been in the afterlife for 10 years now. 10 years of being gone and being forgotten. Even you, my son, won't bring me back. The past is bearable. The past's only a scar. But the future, never. Never again can I see myself eye to eye with the sons of Atreus. What's happened to you, son? This makes no sense. These people defiled your father's memory and gave his armor to Odysseus.
Why are you arguing a case for them? Forget them and remember what you said you'd do for me. You made a promise to take me with you when you were going home to Skyros, and that's what you must do. Otherwise, you'll be tainted with their guilt just by association.
I can see that. But even so, the signs are that the gods want you to go to Troy, and me with you.
How can you bear to take their side like that?
It's not their side. It's what our fates involve.
This is real turncoat talk. Have you no shame?
What's the shame in working for a good thing?
But good for who? Me or my enemies?
Am I your friend or not?
I thought you were.
Stop just licking your wounds. Start seeing things.
There's danger in all this somewhere. I can sense it.
The danger is you'll break if you don't bend. So I give up. From now on, you can live with every consequence of your decision.
Whatever's been laid out, I'm ready for it. But there's consequence to your endeavors, too. You gave your word, you pledged it with your hand, and promised you'd take me home to Skyros. So do that now. Restore your good name. Block out the name of Troy.
I gave my word. I pledged it with my hand. My life was an open door which started closing the minute I landed here. But maybe now it can open back again. So we go to Skyros.
We go?
Gather yourself. Come on.
I can't believe it.
If the Greeks come after us, then let them come. This time your farewell is farewell for good.
Human beings suffer. They torture one another. They get hurt and get hard. No poem or play or song can fully right a wrong inflicted and endured. The innocent in jails beat on their bars together. A hunger striker's father stands in the graveyard dumb. The police widow in veils faints at the funeral home. History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up, and hope and history rhyme. So hope for a great sea change on the far side of revenge. Believe that a further shore is reachable from here. Believe in miracles and cures and healing wells. Call miracle self-healing. The utter self-revealing double take of feeling. If there's fire on the mountain, or lightning and storm, and a god speaks from the sky, that means someone is hearing the outcry and the birth cry of new life at its term.
Hercules, I saw him in the fire. Hercules was shining in the air. I heard the voice of Hercules in my head.
I have opened the closed road between the living and the dead to make the right road clear to you. I am the voice of Hercules now. Here on earth, my labors were the stepping stones to upper air. Lives that suffer and come right are backlit by immortal light. Go, Philoctetes, with this boy. Go and be cured and capture Troy. Asclepius will make you whole, relieve your body and your soul. Go with your bow. Conclude the sore and cruel stalemate of our war. Win by fair combat. But know to shun reprisal killings when that's done. Then take just spoils and sail at last out of the bad dream of your past. Make sacrifice. Burn spoils to me. Shoot arrows in my memory. And Neoptolemus, you must be his twin in arms and archery. Marauding lions on that shore, Troy's nemesis and last nightmare. But when the city's being sacked, preserve the shrines. Show gods respect. Reverence for the gods survives our individual mortal lives.
Something told me this was going to happen. Something told me the channels were going to open. It's as if a thing I knew and had forgotten came back completely clear. All that you say is like a dream to me, and I must obey.
And so will I.
Then go, immediately. The winds are blowing and the tides are high.
But I can't believe I'm going. My head's light at the thought of a different ground and a different sky. I'll never get over Lemnos. This island's going to be the keel under me and the ballast inside me. I'm like a fossil that's being carried away. I'm nothing but cave stones and damp walls and an old mush of dead leaves. The sound of waves in drafty passages. A cliff that's wet with spray on a winter's morning. I feel like the sixth sense of the world. I feel I'm a part of what was always meant to happen and is happening now at last. Come on, my friends.
Now it's high water mark and flood tide in the heart and time to go. The sea nymphs in the spray will be the chorus now. What's left to say? Suspect too much sweet talk, but never close your mind. It was a fortunate wind that blew me here. I leave half ready to believe that a crippled trust might walk. And the half-true rhyme is love.
That was The Cure at Troy by Seamus Heaney, a version of Sophocles' Philoctetes, with Stephen Ray as Philoctetes, Brendan Gleeson as Neoptolemus, Ian Michael Hinney as Odysseus, Anna Healy as the chorus, Lola Ruddy as the watchman, and John Hewitt as the sailor. Music was by Don Lunny. The Cure at Troy was first produced by the Field Day Theatre Company and directed for radio by Pam Brighton.